Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Tuesday, April 16th. On today's show, Olivia Culpo reveals exactly what cosmetic procedures she's had done and addresses the buzz around buccal fat. Plus, Angel Reese is selected by the Chicago Sky in the 2024 WNBA draft. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with news from the world of celebrity and beauty. Olivia Culpo is setting the record straight on the cosmetic procedures she's had done. The former Miss Universe recently shared a video on TikTok where she did a makeup tutorial and addressed speculation about her appearance. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly did Culpo reveal in this video?
Culpo went through a detailed list of the non-surgical cosmetic procedures she's had done. She said she gets Botox injections in several places on her face, but no longer in her forehead because she didn't like the results. As for fillers, Culpo said she gets them in her lips, but not in her jaw. She used to get Botox in her jaw to slim it, but has stopped because she wants to embrace her natural facial structure. Culpo also said it's been years since she's gotten cheek fillers because she doesn't want her face to look too concave.
There's been a lot of speculation and comments online about Culpo's appearance, especially regarding her facial structure. How did she address that buzz?
Culpo said she often gets comments from people asking what she's changed about herself. Many assume she's had buccal fat removal surgery because her face looks more sunken in now compared to 10 to 12 years ago. But Culpo clarified that she has never had any plastic surgery. While she doesn't judge anyone who has, she wanted to be transparent about the exact procedures she has done.
It's interesting that Culpo is being so open about her cosmetic treatments. What else did she share in the video?
In addition to the Botox and filler details, Culpo also talked about some other recent beauty treatments. She said she got a lash lift the day before that made her eyelashes look very long and full, almost like she had extensions. But the lash lift took 4 hours, prompting Culpo to joke that beauty is pain. She also shared some of her current favorite makeup products and techniques for achieving a natural, glowing look for Coachella.
Thanks for that inside look at Olivia Culpo's beauty secrets. Shifting gears now to the world of sports, the WNBA draft took place last night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. LSU star Angel Reese was one of the top prospects heading into the draft. Michael is here with more details on Reese's big night. Michael, tell us about Reese's selection.
Angel Reese, the 21-year-old former LSU Tigers standout, was selected by the Chicago Sky with the 7th overall pick in the 2024 WNBA draft. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert presented Reese with her number 24 jersey as they posed together at the podium. Reese's parents, Angel Webb Reese and Michael Reese, along with her brother Julian Reese, were there to support her on this momentous occasion.
Reese certainly had an impressive college career. Can you give us some highlights?
Absolutely. Reese's accomplishments at LSU are remarkable. She won a national championship, was named SEC Player of the Year, and earned All-American honors. In a video tribute posted on social media, Reese thanked her family, teachers, coaches, and managers for their support throughout her college journey. She expressed gratitude for the platform she's been given and the experiences she's had at LSU.
It sounds like Reese feels ready to take the next step in her basketball career. What did she have to say about her decision to enter the WNBA draft?
In an interview with Vogue, Reese stated, "To sum it up, it's been crazy. I've done everything I wanted to in college." She went on to say that her ultimate goal is to be a professional basketball player and one of the greatest to ever play the game. Reese believes she's ready for this next chapter in her career.
Reese won't be the only rookie joining the Chicago Sky this season. Can you tell us about their other draft pick?
That's right, David. Alongside Reese, the Chicago Sky also selected Camila Cardoso with the 3rd overall pick in the draft. The addition of these two talented rookies should provide a boost to the Sky's roster for the upcoming season.
It will be exciting to see how Reese and Cardoso contribute to the Chicago Sky in their rookie seasons. Thank you, Michael, for the update on Angel Reese's selection in the 2024 WNBA draft. We wish her the best of luck as she begins her professional basketball career. In other entertainment news, former Disney Channel star Christy Carlson Romano is speaking out about her decision not to participate in the recent documentary series Quiet on Set: The Dark Side of Kids TV. The series, which aired on Investigation Discovery, aimed to shed light on alleged toxic culture and mistreatment of child actors on popular Nickelodeon shows. Romano, best known for her role in Even Stevens, called the documentarians outsiders and people who don't belong to our community. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. What more can you tell us about Romano's stance on this series?
Romano revealed that Investigation Discovery had previously approached her about participating in a similar project a few years ago when she first started publicly sharing her own experiences as a child star on her YouTube channel. However, she turned down the offer, saying she would only consider being involved if the focus was on finding solutions and fixing the problem. Romano emphasized that she chose not to watch Quiet on Set because it would be extremely triggering for her, as she is already familiar with many of the details and people involved. She expressed concern that there is no hope being inserted into the narrative and stressed the importance of understanding trauma porn in documentary filmmaking.
It sounds like Romano has strong feelings about the way these issues are being portrayed and discussed in the media. Can you elaborate on her perspective regarding the potential manipulation and echo chambers she mentioned?
Absolutely. With her background in film studies from Columbia University, Romano pointed out that the art of montage and the juxtaposition of images in documentaries are intentionally used to evoke certain emotions and push a specific narrative. She argued that we are heavily influenced by media and bombarded with snippets of misinformation, which can create unhelpful echo chambers. Romano seems to believe that simply showcasing the trauma and negative experiences of child actors without offering constructive solutions or a path forward is not a productive approach. Instead, she appears to advocate for a more nuanced and solution-oriented discussion that goes beyond sensationalism and trauma porn.
Christy Carlson Romano's thoughtful approach to addressing sensitive issues and her call for more constructive dialogue provide valuable insight into the complexities of tackling deeply personal and emotionally charged topics in media. Speaking of true crime adaptations, Joey King, the actress who portrayed Gypsy Rose Blanchard in the 2019 Hulu series The Act, recently revealed that she has been in contact with Blanchard since her release from prison in December 2023. King shared details about their exchange on a recent episode of the Armchair Expert podcast. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. So, what did King have to say about her communication with Blanchard?
Well, David, King mentioned that while they had no contact during the filming of the show, Blanchard reached out to her after being released from prison. The two apparently had a brief but pleasant exchange via text message. King called the interaction really nice. She also reflected on her experience portraying Blanchard in the series, calling it one of the most incredible experiences of her career.
King earned an Emmy nomination for her role as Blanchard in The Act. What challenges did she face in taking on such a complex and sensitive role?
King acknowledged the immense responsibility that came with portraying a real person, especially someone whose life story is as tragic and controversial as Blanchard's. She knew that if she did a poor job, it could seriously impact her career. King also noted the challenge of embodying a character so different from herself in terms of mannerisms and speech. She really wanted to do the role justice.
Blanchard was released in December after serving 8 years in prison for her role in the murder of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. Blanchard was a victim of Munchausen by proxy syndrome perpetrated by her mother. How did this factor into King's approach to the role?
King definitely wanted to handle the sensitive subject matter respectfully. She initially did not use Blanchard's distinct voice in her audition, as the producers did not want the actresses to do so. But after landing the part, King felt it was important to incorporate this, as she saw it as a huge part of Blanchard's personality. King also mentioned enjoying the opportunity to strip away any vanity she normally has on set. and really immerse herself in such a challenging role.
Interestingly, the act premiered around the same time as another project of King's, the Netflix rom-com The Kissing Booth. That's quite a display of her acting range.
Absolutely. King called herself lucky to have such diverse opportunities releasing simultaneously. It really showcased her ability to portray vastly different characters. With the act, she was able to dive deep into a complex, dramatic role based on tragic, real-life events. Meanwhile, The Kissing Booth allowed her to also flex her comedic muscles in a more light-hearted teen romance. It's a testament to her talent and versatility as a young actress.
Thanks for the insights on Joey King's performance in The Act, James. The series is currently streaming on Hulu for those who want to check out her Emmy-nominated role as Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.